With the dropping temperatures and decrease in daylight, those commuting along backcountry roads may want to be wary of the increasing possibility of encountering a vehicle's worst enemy, the white-tailed deer. Running out in front of a speeding car may sound like a crazy idea to us, but this time of year, deer have only one thing on their mind, leaving them somewhat ignorant to the rest of the world around them. Right now, white-tailed deer hunters all over the state are talking about the deer rut. To you and me, the word rut might mean we're stuck in a boring routine or that a car's wheel is stuck in a worn area of the ground. But in naturalist and hunting circles, the rut means something altogether different. The rut is essentially the breeding season for ruminant mammals, which includes deer, elk, moose, and similar species. In Maryland, the white-tailed deer respond to the seasonal changes associated with autumn, and the breeding period can last well into winter. The male deer, referred to as a buck, demonstrates the greatest change in behavior while in search of a female, or doe. Rutting behavior typically begins around the time that velvet is shed from the antlers, coinciding with decreasing day length and increasing testosterone levels. The first sign of rutting behavior is often sparring among bucks. At this time, white-tailed deer are risking their well-being for the chance to pass along their genes. Sparring may take place between bucks of equal stature or between a dominant and subordinate buck. Initially, these are usually short-lived, low-intensity, pushing and shoving matches. But as the peak of the breeding season approaches, sparring matches give way to full-blown antler fights. These generally take place between bucks of similar hierarchical status. Two other behaviors associated with the rut are rubbing and making scrapes. A rub is initially made by a buck rubbing his antlers and forehead on a shrub, tree trunk, or low-hanging branch. A lot of rubbing behavior takes place shortly after a deer's velvet has dried or shed, but it continues throughout the rutting period. And a scrape occurs during the rut when a buck paws at the dirt along a well-used trail. Both serve as scent signposts for olfactory and perhaps visual communication for other bucks that may be nearby. The rut usually ends when antlers are shed, coinciding with the declining testosterone levels of male deer. White-tailed deer are crepuscular, meaning they are most active at dawn and dusk. But during the rut, there is an overall increase in movement no matter the time of day. White-tailed deer also expand the area in which they roam, leading to a greater chance of crossing roads and encountering traffic. How can you avoid a deer vehicle traffic accident? At dawn and dusk, reduce your speed to below the limit, especially when it's rainy or foggy. Watch for deer where roads pass through wooded or rural areas. Plus, deer usually travel in groups, so if you see a deer cross the road, slow down and use caution. More are likely to follow. Keep a sharp eye out. A cautious approach will mean better safety for not only you, but the deer too. For more, visit us online at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Patternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station. Drive safe.